Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me quickly back to Exodus, please. Everybody say, reverence the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to see a problem that these guys made. He said, you hadn't lied to men, you lied to God. And Ananias, when he heard those words, he fell down and gave up the ghost. I mean, right there on the spot. Dead. Died. That's quick. Everybody ought to be making a note. Don't do this. Right? Don't do this. Don't do what? Did they think they were lying to the Holy Ghost? They thought they were lying to men that wouldn't know. But the Holy Ghost did know. And the Holy Ghost in the man caused the man to know. Right? And then the Ananias is dead. Right now. It's interesting too, because the Bible said that the young men came and wound him up. Lying will wind you up. And took him out. No viewing time. No, not notifying the family. Buried him. They picked out the spot where he was buried. Buried him right then. How many believe the church can operate in the same and even greater power and place? Well, then we're going to see things like, you know, hopefully not too many people dying like that, but things where the Spirit of God is moving, and it's not so much men's plans, and we'll take care of that, and we'll do that. And how many understand? Nobody said anything about this either. The family didn't show up at Peter and said, where'd you bury him? How come? Oh, no. Everybody was scared to talk to Peter. They didn't pop up there and go, you didn't ask us. See, all this yeah and stuff is because of a lack of respect for God. People feel too free to run their mouth. No fear of God. No reverence of God. But the Bible said after that, great fear came on all of them. And if the church needed some 2x4s at the sawmill, they were, yes, sir, here, take some extra 2x4s. Now, it's exactly how many we told you, and even 3 extra ones. Don't worry about it. Even sinners. Why? Because people are falling dead because of lying. We say we want the mighty and strong move of the Holy Spirit. This all goes together. When the Holy Ghost is so real and He's moving so strong, we best respect Him too. He's God. Now He's gracious. We don't want to be afraid of Him like you would a storm or something, but you should respect Him. And you don't lie to Him. You don't lie to Him. In Exodus, I believe this is the 14th chapter. No, 16. This all goes together, but just go straight to 16. Y'all got a few more minutes? Or? Yes. Exodus. You know, people have the mentality, millions do, of going to church, you know, kind of like they go to work. You go, you do your time, you go home. And I did my thing. Well, no, you're supposed to get something when you go to church. Right? You're supposed to get something. You're supposed to get a supply of the Spirit. Your Spirit's supposed to get fed. You're supposed to get faith enhanced. Amen? And then you take it with you. You don't just go and go, oh, times, let's go. We were there. Well, it's kind of like reading your Bible. Somebody said, well, I read, you know, 12 chapters. Excellent. What'd you get out of it? Well, I read them. Well, what'd you get? No, it's not just reading. It's not just the words bouncing off your eardrums. You're supposed to be getting something.
Amen.
Getting something. Everybody say, I'm getting something. I'm getting good things. In Exodus 16, are you there? In Exodus 16, Moses and Aaron, God's chosen leaders, are leading the people. And in verse 1, they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came out in the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in Egypt. We sat by the flesh pots and we had bread to the full. Other place you read it says, we had cucumbers and watermelons. And it was so good. It was so good that you were beat like a dog, worked like a mule, owned by somebody. It's amazing how people forget. Sometimes the devil comes trying to tell you, paint a picture, how good it was back in sin. You're not that dumb, are you?
No.
I hope not. It's awful being without Jesus.
Amen.
Awful. Death and destruction and no blessing. Oh no. Only thing you missed by serving Jesus is death. Curse. Destruction. But they're griping and they're blaming Moses and Aaron, murmuring, griping against them. And the Lord told them he was going to bring manna down for them. And in verse 7, in the morning you'll see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your murmurings against who?
The Lord.
Well, I thought they were murmuring against Moses and Aaron. He said, he hears your murmurings against the Lord. What are we that you murmur against us? Moses said, this will be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord hears your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. See, they thought they had a problem with Moses and Aaron. They thought they were fussing about Moses and Aaron, and who took it personally?
The Lord.
The Lord took it personally. He said, you're speaking against me. You're murmuring against me. We read the scriptures, Matthew 10 and two or three places in the gospel account of John, how Jesus said, if you don't receive me, you don't receive the one who sent me. And then he went on to talk about, if you don't receive the one I send, you don't receive me. God's very big on delegation. He took it personally that they were griping against him. If you'd asked them, are you griping against the Lord? Oh, no, 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 not against the Lord. But this Moses and Aaron, we're just fed up with them. Always think they know what to do. Who died and left them in charge? We have the Holy Ghost too. Well, they didn't say it exactly like that, but that same idea. God uses us too. We know. Have you ever heard that kind of thing before? That's when smart people start ducking. Smart people start moving away, getting a little because that's what Korah, Dathan, and Abiram said. They said, now God uses us too. And who do you think you are? Who put you in charge, Moses and Aaron? Who do you think you are? And God said, move away. Step back. What? No, further than that. Way back. And you remember the story? Have you read it? The ground opened up, swallowed up Dathan, Abiram. All their camp, all their stuff, even their dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Boom. Basically, God said, now that's what I think about that. That's what I think about rebellion.
Yeah.
Now, we're not just wandering around with this, friends. I believe the Lord is preparing us.
Amen.
Amen. For a greater move of the Spirit. And we must qualify to cooperate with Him. And He actually corrected me on this. I told you last week in the night, or actually early in the morning, corrected me about this respect and recognize thing. He said, no, respect, number one. Number one, emphasize that. Respect, reverence Him. That doesn't mean we get scared. That doesn't mean we get dry and we're afraid to shout or we're afraid to praise. It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that we come to know Him, and when He's saying something, we don't interrupt Him. And when He's doing something, we don't act flippant about it. And when God is dealing with people in the service and doing things in their life, half the crowd don't get up and go to the bathroom. Y'all haven't been doing that. Y'all are good about not doing that. But I'm just saying we must even increase in our awareness, in our reverence of God and His things. He said, your murmuring's not against us, it's against the Lord. In Numbers, don't turn there, but in Numbers it said a similar thing. It said, all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said, would God we'd have died in the land of Egypt, or would God we'd have died in the wilderness? And the Lord said, just a few verses later, He said, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against Me. He took it personally. How many remember when Saul was on the road to Damascus? You remember that? He saw that bright light and he heard the Lord, what the Lord say to him? Saul, Saul, why are you bothering My Christians? What did He say? Why are you persecuting Me? And what did He say? Who are you, Lord? He's thinking, didn't Jesus say that in that day, many would say, you know, He'd say, I was hungry and you didn't feed Me. And I was sick and you didn't minister to me or didn't visit me. And okay, and they'll say, Lord, when did we see You? We never saw, Lord, if I'd have known You'd want a drink of water, oh dear Lord, I'd have crossed the desert to give You a drink of water. What did He say? Inasmuch as you didn't do it. For the least of these, My brethren, you didn't do it for Me. Oh, friend, if the full revelation of this comes up in us, how we will treat each other. I said, how we will treat each other.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1026. That's R-1026. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.